You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege, always a pleasure to come and talk to you about the things of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. Simply go to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word On Demand, click on that, and you'll see a counter. Click on that counter, and any Saturday, you can pull up our program. So If you get anything out of the program, you must share it with any friends or family scattered throughout the country. Do it. We'd appreciate that very much. Also, I want to open the phone lines after a while. You can give us a call if you have any need, especially if you need a healing in your body. If you need a touch from the Lord, if you're just a hurting person out there today and you need to talk to somebody about the Lord, I'll be your man today in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you today about the power for living today. The power for living, how to get the power for living today, and how to live in the power today through the mighty hand of God. God alone powers you to live today as a Christian. I never talked to you about that. Come on, let's just glorify Father God today. Let's honor Him. Let's praise Him for His magnificent love, His mercy, His grace, His goodness, and His power. Look, let's get together here. Let's have a little prayer. I want to pray with you and for you. Take a second and just pause a minute. Let's pray together. Just take your hands, lift them over your head, and praise the Lord. You know, there's a scripture. It's only in the King James. Can you read it this way? Any Bible there is, you'll only find it this way in the King James. What it says is, Lamentations 3:41, it says, with your hands, lift your heart before the Lord. What that really says is, take your heart, put it in your hands and lift it before the Lord. It's so beautiful. It won't read any other Bible. I've checked them all. It does not read like that. But the old King James says, with your hands, lift your heart before the Lord. Lamentations 3:41. In other words, put your heart in your hands and lift it before me. Will you do that with me today? Let's do it together, okay? Father, we just come to you in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray with and stand with everyone, Father God, out there listening to my voice today. I pray for every listener. We seek you. We just want to tell you we love and appreciate you, and I seek your blessings upon all of your people that are listening, Father, in the wonderful name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Look, Revelations 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise, for you created all things, and for your pleasure they are, and were created. Think about that a minute, would you? God created everything for His own pleasure. God created you for His pleasure. How's that seem to you? God created you, you that are listening, for His own pleasure. Can He really take pleasure in you, my friend, today? Are you in a position where God can take pleasure in you? Are you satisfied with yourself? Did you know God created you that He might take pleasure? Listen to this again. You're worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, praise, for you've created everything, all things, for your pleasure. And for your pleasure they are, and working. God created you that He might look upon you, look upon your life, and take pleasure in it. God wants to take pleasure. If Father God wants to take pleasure in you, you need to be satisfied with where you are in life. You know that? You need to be pleased with yourself. You need to know that when Father looks at you, He's pleased. Because He loves you. You're in love. Somebody else loves you, is pursuing you. And you need to know that. You need to get yourself in a position to receive it. Can He really take pleasure in you? Everything He created, He wants to take pleasure in. And take care of. He looks after His own. Are you in that place where God can take care of you? Can you see yourself as a pleasure unto the Lord? If not, you're coming up short. Look, the thing's over. Take inventory of your life. Listen to this verse of Scripture in Colossians 1:13-14. Paul said, Jesus, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated, remember that word, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Oh, my friend, you've been translated out of the old beat down, beat up life. You've been put into a brand new place. I want to help you today. I want to shore up your base today, okay? I do. I want to shore up your base today. And also, if you really believe all this stuff, then, and you have friends and family members out there not doing right, I want you to help build the foundation under them. I want to shore up your base and encourage you to go out and help someone else. Go out and help somebody else get shored up in the things of the Lord. Put a foundation under them if they're lost. And give them something to stand in. Show them Jesus, okay? So God puts you in a new place where your heavenly Father can look after you and take care of you. If you have ever had a problem with insecurity, this should put it to rest today. The Almighty God loves you and created you and wants to take his pleasure in you. In you, my friend. You surely are all that in his eyes. You know that? Because you're his very best. Did you know that? If you're a Christian, you can mark yourself down as number one in his eyes. It's the highest honor that we can achieve in this life or in the world to come. Now think about that. You know, we just say, oh, we're Christians. Like, that really mean anything? Listen, it does. That means you're born again, washed in the blood, a member of the kingdom of God, a member of the family of God. Somebody's up there now building a mansion for you. You know who that is, of course, and going to come back for you. You're big. This is a big thing. You're not just a Christian. You're a son. You're a daughter of the living God. That's a wonderful thing. I want to encourage you today to think about who you are. I want you to be secure today in him. I'm very secure in him. I have great hope, great faith, and great security in the Lord. I want to share that with you. I want you to have it, okay? If you're a Christian, there's not a higher realm of being on the earth than you. You are of the God kind. You understand what I'm saying? You are of the God kind. You're loved. I repeat, you are loved. There's nothing greater than you. Have you got that for sure? You, my friend, are his righteousness. You were made right, put right by the Master himself. Oh, my Lord, God is so good. Listen, if you need that today, give me a call. Our phone number is 221-1100. Don't care what the need is. Be more than glad to pray with you. You need a healing. No matter what you need, just study. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus. And all I want you to say, well, listen, I'm listening to this man. I kind of believe what he said. I want to know Jesus more. Give me a call. 221-1100. If you're out of town, toll free, 888-221-8990. You can say that you make the Lord's day. You know that? That's when he can look upon you with pleasure. In the eyes of the Father, you are very precious. I want you to know this today. The Lord wants you to know this today. The question today is, are you in the family of God? Are you a member of the kingdom of God? And are you in a place where he can take care of you? That means, have you taken your proper place in God's kingdom? Have you walked out of the old world, walked out of the old life, centered yourself in the presence of God? Oh, it's a wonderful place to be, I tell you. Mark 1:15, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel. What he's really saying is, right now, as I speak, the kingdom of God is coming to you. Repent and believe the gospel. If you're in sin, the kingdom of God is coming to you now. Repent and believe the gospel. If you're a Christian and you're still struggling with sin, the kingdom of God is in your hands. All you need is to repent and believe the gospel. If you're not sure that you're in the kingdom, I'm going to bring you in today. If you are in, I want to help you to live like the child of a king. Give us a call now, 221-1100. Out of town, 221-8990. Look, the Lord is good. He loves you. Just wants the very best for you. If you can just get that today, you know what? If you can just get that down in your spirit today, the Lord only wants the best for you. If you're a Christian, you're somebody special. If you're a Christian, you're set apart for the Lord. If you're a Christian, you have clout, so to speak. You have a place. You have a place in God. You have security. You're somebody. Did you know that? It's very important to know who you are in the Lord. John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. Are you? Take the test. Has the Lord changed your life? If not, you're nothing but a dead man walking. You know that? If you've not really changed, you're not really there. You can't be in both places. You can't stand in both places at one time. You know that? That's doubt. You cannot do that. You cannot stand in two places at one time. That is nothing but doubt, nothing but confusion. Jesus said, you must be born again. Do you pass the test, or do you fail it? Have you walked out of the old life? If not, you're nothing out there. But if you've never said, Jesus, come into my heart, wash my sins away, I believe you're the Son of God, you're nothing out there but a dead man walking. Nothing but death facing you forever. Did you know that? Listen, I want to encourage you today. Really, do the right thing. Lay your life down. Take up your cross. Begin to follow the Lord Jesus. So many promises in Him. Come into the kingdom. Come out of the world. Come into the light. Come into where the Lord can take care of you. The Lord will only say that the wind blows where it may. This is how you know a Christian. Now, this is how you can judge yourself. This is how you know how you're doing. The Lord will only say that when the wind blows, the Lord blows where it may. And you can't really tell where it's coming from. And you can't really tell where it's going. Then He said, so is everyone that's born of the Spirit. When you become a new person, a born-again person, the Spirit of God will move you like a gentle breeze. He will. He'll just guide your life, move your life, just not pushy, not hard, but gently walk you through life. Look, I've experienced this. I can talk about it because I know what I'm talking about. He'll move your life like a gentle breeze, walk you through life. You understand that now? He really will, like a gentle breeze. You can also notice that you'll make much better decisions. Once you come into the kingdom and the Holy Spirit begins to lead and guide and direct your life, then you have prayer power. Ask the Lord about everything. Everything you do, seek the Lord first. If you're in trouble, if you're messed up, if you've done wrong out there, it's probably because you didn't listen or didn't ask. And therefore, you got yourself in a bad predicament. But look, you don't have to do that. You can check the Lord. Check Him with the Lord on everything. And He'll guide your life softly like a gentle breeze. Put you in the right place and keep you in the right place. That's what He wants to do. You know that? He loves you. He cares about you. John 3:16, I know we just kick this verse around like nothing, but it's so big. God so loved the world. God so loved you, brother. God so loved you, sister, that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever, that would be you now, believed in Him, should not perish, but would have everlasting life. That is the greatest gift ever given. That's the maximum He can offer, and you take it or you don't. Understand that? John 17:3, Jesus said, and this is life eternal. And the life eternal, life that lives forever. That they might know you, the only true God, and me, Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. He's a wonderful God. Look, He really loves you. He does. Father saved you. He loves you. He saved you because He wants you. He wants you to know Him. He wants to know you in a better way. Listen to this, Jesus said again. This is life eternal. Now listen, you think God saves you because you're lost? Well, that's really true. Not why He saves you, though. Listen to this. This is life eternal, Jesus said, that they might know you. Father, they might know you. The only true God. You're the only true God. And I know you want mankind to know you. And I want to bring men to you because you want to know them. You want to experience. You want them to experience you. You want to fellowship with them all the days of their life. So this is eternal life. That they might know you, Father, the only true God, me, your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent. So listen, this is a family thing. Father wants you back. You're lost in the sin. When you're born again, God wants you back. He wants to bring you into a kingdom. He wants you to know Him. He wants to provide for you. He wants to be a father to you. He wants to be your God. He wants to take, you belong to Him. Once, listen, if I own something, I take care of it. I polish my car. I put gas in it. You know what I'm saying? I take care of my body. I do what I need to do. Father, you belong to Father God. He wants to take care of you. He has to give you, He has to be in a safe place. He has to be in His kingdom. He don't go outside His kingdom. He wants to get you into the kingdom of God through the shed blood of His Son, Jesus. Then He wants to look after you all the days of your life. You've never had a deal any better than that in your life. I guarantee you have it. And you never will. Excuse me. The Lord Jesus is saying, God has given you eternal life because He wants you to know Him. And to love Him like He knows and loves you. Did you know God knows every hair on your head? He says so. Did you know, I've talked about this before, but you've heard it anyway, that there's no one else in the whole universe from the beginning of time that has your DNA. Does that make you special? I guarantee you, God knows where you are every moment of your life. There's no one in the world with your DNA. No one but you. No one with your fingerprints but you. You're special, set apart. You're not out there. You're a child of God. God knows the hairs on your head. God knows your DNA numbers. God knows your fingerprints. Does that make you feel secure? Just think about that. I want you really just think about that today. How important you really are to the Lord. He knows you. Not a big church. Not a big deal. He knows you. He knows you, the individual man. He knows you. He knows what you're crying about today, what you're hurting about. He knows you very, very well. And he wants you to get to know him the same way. Do you know that? Listen, you can think about that. You can go to him and say, "Look, Father, I'm your child here. I'm the only person in the world with this DNA. I'm the only person in the world with these fingerprints. Let me talk to you." He knows who you are, without a doubt, okay? He cares about you, too. The Lord will not and cannot have fellowship but the lost, sinner, or the dead in him. The dead to him. In him is life and light, and the light is the light of men. Hold on, I have a phone call here. Hit the green button, Johnny. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Mother, it's in the hospital with pneumonia. I'd like prayer for her, please.
All right. Well, do you mind giving me her name? If you,
her name is Florence.
Okay. Now, first of all, let's you and I agree. Now, we're gonna really stand. I'm gonna stand with you before the Lord Jesus for her. Okay. We're gonna stand together for your mother. She has pneumonia, right? Father, yes. Father, we just come to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Dear God, you honor the cries of your people. This lady is concerned about her mother. And you care about her, and you care about her mother. And if she cares, you care. We just ask you now, Father, today, this is today, Father, I want you to begin today, even now as I speak, to begin to bring about a healing for that pneumonia and heal her mother totally and completely. We rebuke every attack on her body, every attack on her life, and we command that body to line up. We command that pneumonia to get up and get out like Jesus commanding the fever in Peter's mother-in-law to get up and get out. And then we command that woman to get up and to get out and to leave her mother alone. We speak a blessing and healing and blessing over both of their lives, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our healer and the wonderful God that you are. Father, we are standing together with Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, we are standing with you for total healing here in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, and take care. God bless you.
And God bless you, too.
All right. Thank you so much. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have a God that cares about you? Isn't it a wonderful thing to have Jesus Christ and know that he's our healer and that he will heal us? That's wonderful. Isn't it a thing, wonderful thing to be in the body of Christ and have a brother or a sister? Isn't it a wonderful thing to have a person that knows the Lord Jesus enough to know, look, if my mother's going to get help, this is where I'm going to get in the Lord. I mean, we are in a kingdom here. We're in a family, a very large family. We're in the family of the living God. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. I hope your family and loved ones are not out in the world. Let's still condemn. Check on them, would you? Let's look now in just two verses down from John 3:16. You know, John 3:16, the famous verse that says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that we'd be saved. John 3:18, two streets away, two verses down. Jesus said, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not. I hope that's not your family, my friend. It's condemned already. You have condemned family members. That's bad if you do. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten son of God. Believing here means enough to repent and get saying, yes, my friend, this is the same 3:16 Jesus. You're condemned already if your sins are not washed in the blood of Jesus. Remember now, condemned family members will not see heaven. Good people never get to heaven. You understand that? Good people never get to heaven. Only those washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. If you know good people are not saved, hey, they're condemned people. Good people don't go to heaven. People washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ. You cannot take sin. Here's a way to judge who's going to heaven and who's not. You cannot take sin into heaven. Is that clear? If the sins have not been washed away, there's no wash machine on the way up. It's over. It's over. If they leave this world as a sinner, they cannot enter into the gates of heaven. So make sure you know and understand that real well. John 3:36. Same chapter now, it's 3:16. Jesus said, "He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abiding upon him." Oh, man. Believing means change now and following the Master. If people haven't changed, you can talk to anybody in the world, you know they're lying to you. You know, oh, yeah. They'll tell you that all the time. Have you changed your life? Are you following Jesus? Do you believe him enough to follow him? Do you believe him enough to trust him? If not, you're not born again. You're not washed in the blood. Just knowing his name's out there is not good enough. You have to ask him to come into your heart and wash your sins away, or you're not born again. All mankind born from the seed of Adam are born condemned. That would be you without the cleansing blood of the precious Lamb, Christ Jesus. God's merciful. He don't want one to perish. Listen to this, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man, that's Adam, of course, and sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all man, and that would be you if you're not born again. That would be your family, that would be your friends, that would be everyone you know, for that all have sinned. Just being born of sin in the world makes you born a sinner. But it's a simple thing. You just get it washed away. Not a big thing at all. Just trust in Jesus, believe what he said. You don't have to stay a sinner because you're born a sinner. You either get the slate wiped clean, or the death sentence is still there, and you will carry it with you into a burning hell, and you can bank on it, and you can believe it. Give us a call if you need help today now. 221-1100 or 888-221-8990. Be glad to pray for you with any need that you might have. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as the defense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men to justification of life. Have you been justified in life? Oh, listen to this. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. Well, look, you're born a sinner. You know the wages that you're born. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Wages is death. The wages of sin is death. But God's gift is eternal life through his precious Son, Christ Jesus. Somebody had to die to pay that wage for you. Did you know that? It was him, Christ Jesus. But somebody had to die. I love this. Isaiah 53:10 says, Father God, put him to grief. This is big. This is a real big scripture. Man his soul. An offering for your sins. Somebody was killed for you. Did you know that? The soul is you. It's your personality. It's your mind. It's everything about you. It's your inner being. It's what makes you operate. But somebody had to give his soul up. Isaiah said, Father put Jesus to grief. May his soul an offering for your sin. Somebody had to be killed for you to have eternal life. Oh, listen, my friend, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, wash your sins away today, don't be that dead man walking. Get your act together quick. Jesus, come into my life. Wash my sins away. If you have family members out there or friends, look, if you try to talk to them, if you can't talk to them, pray for them. God will move through prayer. If you care, he cares. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he had made him to be sin for us. Look at that. Who knew no sin. Jesus never sinned one time, was not born in sin, bypassed the bloodline of Adam, born of the Virgin, perfect, cleansing blood, capable of cleansing man, the only man in the history of the world that was absolutely born sinless, bypassed that bloodline of Adam, and his soul was made an offering for your sin, that you might be made his righteous. Oh, this is God's greatest act for man. The life that you live, oh my Lord, how great can it be? All you have to do is trust in the Lord and believe him. God's greatest act for mankind is that life of Jesus laying down for you. That's a real big thing. You know that? You're really somebody. You're important out there. I mean, God put his own son to grief for your sorry life. If you're still in sin, shame on you. I really mean that. Shame on you. I really mean that with all my heart. If you're out there and stand today, I would consider you a foolish person. I'm not going to call you a fool, but I'm going to consider you a foolish person. You know, our righteousness in God. We pick up what Adam dropped. Simple as that. We pick up what Adam dropped. Hebrews 1:3, Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person upholding all things with the Lord's power, when he had by himself purged out sin, sat down at the right hand of the Master God. The Lord Jesus purged out sin. My friend, if you're still dipping your foot in sin, it's foolish. If you're still living a simple life, it's foolish. He purged out sin. Why would you continue to wallow in it? Really, why don't you think about that? The Son of God, I mean, God, Son of God, hung on a bloody tree, hung on a bloody cross, and purged your sin out. Why would you continue to wallow in it? Repent today and get right with God. And if you're a Christian out there and you're wallowing in sin, walk out. Repent today. Get right. Is not that just beautiful? The Lord Jesus purged out your ugly, old, sinful life. Oh, my. Only God. Only God can love that much. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be in love like that? Romans 1:8-1 says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Think about that. If you're in Christ, there's no condemnation. All is forgotten. All is well. But listen to this. This might be the most wonderful, one of the most wonderful verses in the Bible for us. In 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's anyone out there listening to my voice, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Make sure it's that way for you. Behold, all things are become new. The new man has never lived before. You can't be new and old at the same time. Remember that now. It's just as if he had never sinned. You're a brand new self. Nothing in the book against you. If you know someone that needs that, help them to get there today. Psalms 103:12. As far as the east is to the west, so God has removed our sin. You know, you can go south and you're going to eventually get north. You can go west till Jesus comes and you'll never see east. That's how far your sin has been removed from you. So if you're wallowing in it today, it is very foolish. Come on, repent, get right with God. Somebody out there loves you today. You're loved, you're loved, you're loved. You need to look, I need support for this ministry. I say it all the time, but you don't listen very well. I'm really hurting here. I'm doing this, I'm paying most of this thing myself, and I need help. And you should support it if you get anything out of it. Listen. It's very simple. Box 1603, Lifeline, 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 Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or send me an email. Send me an email at trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Look, I'm involved with a Tuesday night work where we can really help people. If you're out there today and you're battling, you feel like you're maybe demons harassing you, or you're sick in your body, or just hurting, or you just need help in any way, you email me and I'll tell you about our Tuesday night group and get you there. It's very simple. Just again, try this, T-R-Y, one word, try Lifeline, try Lifeline, try Lifeline, Gmail, try Lifeline, Gmail, try Lifeline, Gmail. Send me an email. If you're getting anything out of the message, come and tell me. If you don't like it, tell me so. I just need to hear from somebody. I'm getting lonesome here. Talk to me. Send me an email, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Please help us donate to this ministry. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Listen, God bless you. We'll see you again next week. We love and we appreciate you. And first of all, we want you to know for sure how secure you are in the Lord. That's our whole purpose, is letting you know who you are in Christ. God bless you now. See you again next week. The Lord be with you, keep you. And I bless all your family members out there, especially those that really need to know the Lord. Speak a blessing over their life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you now. Have a great week. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.